back and we have the Tim Zone, I call it. Hey, that's a new one, eh? Tim Zone. Tim Alexander, Lord Sterling. You can go to Europe Business with 1S.blogspot.com. We have links up. Tim's usually on twice a week. Sometimes we have on the bottom of the hour Chris Harris show up, and I'm going to do some independent videos on with him on live stream, which will be posted over on our Vimeo channels, live stream, Google Play, etc. We're now on every RSS feed on the planet for audio and for video now. And you can subscribe very easily and freely to just linking up on the live stream when you get a notification when we're going to do a live video. We're planning multi-site conferences, etc., on the program. We also have live video conferences on many topics. If you want to pose a question while we're on air, you can simply go to Skype and sign up for NutriMedical 1, N-U-T-R-I Medical number 1. If you're accepted, you can then pose a question. If I think it's a really good question, I will actually open it up so you can actually speak on air, and it'll be embedded on our live video. And, of course, the video on demand after, which will be translated over to Vimeo, YouTube, Google Play, etc., all the other video platforms. So, Tim, welcome back. We had 2 hours of very intense work with Leo Zagami to try to clear the deck of the misdeeds and misthoughts of the so-called the vast sphere of globalist maniacs like the Abominator and Hillary Rotten Clinton, the globalists like George Soros, and, of course, unfortunately, the ready-to-be-destroyed massive sheep farm of Google geniuses out there that think they really understand issues and they only understand the top millimeter, which puts them in very great risk for the dangers of war, genetic destruction, toxic polypharmacy, genetically modified foods, radiotoxic exposure to Fukushima. Every sphere of influence, financial Armageddon, the public is being put in danger, and they think they understand issues, and they, by and large, don't. And the regular media literally destroys their future. The alternative media, by and large, most of it, is populated by people either that are spooks and people that are literally implants, or they're mentally ill, or they really don't understand the issues, or they want it, they're so narcissistic they have to get their ego out there so they can have their opinion, when really it puts all of us in danger by misunderstanding the issues. When I have people on like yourself who really do understand the issues, both militarily and geopolitically and spiritually, the reason why you're back on is because you can contribute to people's collective empowerment and future. So let's talk about the latest issues of what's going on with the Istanbul Ataturk airport attack, and how this was a direct response, by the way. We talked about this on Wednesday with Hardy Schlanger, that direct response to Mr. Erdogan apologizing to Russia for shooting down the Russian jet, and Mr. Putin planning a trip to Turkey to try to cement some kind of rationality between the two nations. What's going on?
Well, here's what I said in my blog on this. Who did this and why? And I said I cannot answer that with what limited information I have, but I can say that the primary overriding trend line is the march to World War III.
Oh, absolutely.
And that,
yeah.
World War III is based on a demonic grand strategy for a new world order, outlined in the late Albert Pike, an American Confederate Civil War general and leading Satanist of his day, his letter. This letter was on public display for years in British Library in London until Rothschild got on the board and it went away. This famous letter, written before the Great War, World War I, outlined with great foresight the First and Second World Wars, including participants therein and outcomes, and said that the Third World War was to be fought between the Christians and the Muslims. The trend line is strongly indicative that we continue to move via terrorism incidents, refugee problems, etc., towards a state of mind that is necessary for a massive new global war, the Third World War, parenthesis Armageddon.
Right.
And I think that's, I can speculate as to specifically who did what and why, but I can tell you that if you step even further back from the trees, the trend line is just—it's very clear.
Right.
And it's a very small demonic group who are hurting us to the Third World War, But there's other things going on. And, you know, you take your pick, Fukushima, the tsunami that caused the Fukushima disaster was not a earthquake. The key waves clearly scientifically show that. It was probably a series of underwater micro nukes that were set off.
Exactly.
And then you look
at
things
like Roundup. That's what Professor McCann
believes. Yeah. You look at things like Roundup and how it's messing with the human gene pool and so forth. But there's something else. In a, I just put a special report on my blog if you'll go to it. It's very interesting. Earlier this month, there was a story in the Daily Mail about drier summers are coming, cooling in the North Atlantic. And but today, RT, Russian television, has a story. Scientists are alarmed as the jet stream changes course, and literally the northern hemispheric jet stream and the southern hemispheric jet stream actually have met.
Yeah.
Which is like,
wow, where did that occur? Where was that, Tim?
It's on RT, and you can find a link on my blog, Europe, Lawrence Sterling.
Okay, now, let's get into this, because we'll talk about it with our scientists and tomorrow, and Morrison Hour 2.
Only a handful of people, John Moore, yourself, myself, and Dr. Zakari, who broke this story just over 6 years ago.
Right.
And essentially what we were saying is that the loop current, because of the deep water, BP deep water oil, or deep water horizon oil disaster, they drilled at the Devil's Food site.
Yeah, Macondo.
It was an area known for decades to be a do-not-drill zone for deep-water drilling. They did it anyway in the weeks immediately before the disaster. The top insiders in BP dumped a great deal of their stock, which is highly indicative something was coming, and they knew it. And then, rather than pay the fine, which was in the billions, based on per gallons of oil leaked, they got the corrupt Obama administration to okay the use of millions of gallons of Corexit.
And by the way, no other branch of the U.S. military, or
almost all the world.
No, by the way, no other government or military branch of our U.S. military uses this as a dispersant. Corexit's owned by British Petroleum Oil Company as a proxy, and Corexit is a geno and neurotoxin. And the fact is, they allowed this when they had other dispersants in every other branch of the military, U.S. military, that don't use Corexit.
But they didn't need to use the dispersants.
No, they didn't. They could use those others.
Thank the oil, which is what killed the loop current.
Right.
There were several large ocean-going, sea-skimming ships that could have cleaned the mess up. And some were sitting in the Netherlands in port. They were not brought in. One was brought in when it basically was too late. But they could have cleaned the mess up without sinking the oil. By sinking the oil, they left the oil in the Gulf, and they killed that part of the thermal highline circulatory system known as the loop current. Now, that loop current is part of this big system. It comes up from Brazil, goes all over the Atlantic Ocean from the north, from the Arctic to the Antarctic. And it transfers heat around. Now, before it goes out the Florida, it becomes the Florida Stream, and then the Gulf Stream at Cape Hatteras, it makes this loop, okay, or at least it used to, in the Gulf of Mexico. The Gulf of Mexico is quite warm. Picks up a lot of its heat right there, and it takes it up. Now, this river, it's a river of warm water in the cold North Atlantic. If you look at pictures of it, which we did, you know, several years ago, you can see that there are thermos clouds, and everything above it, because that river of warm water in this giant cold ocean affects the atmosphere above it for several miles. Okay, that acts as a steering agent on the atmospheric jet stream.
Right.
Now, that jet stream goes all around the northern hemisphere, and there's similar streams in the southern hemisphere. That jet stream is what determines our weather. And Unfortunately, it's now gotten so out of whack that it's actually interfaced with the jet streams in the southern hemisphere, which is just like,
right.
And the scientists have observed an unprecedented event with the northern jet streams mingling with those others in the south.
Now, and where is it? Is that on Wednesdays?
By the equatorial heat.
Tim, is that on Wednesday or Tuesday's reports? Because I have your latest blogs up here.
Just re-hit it. It just went up a few minutes ago.
Okay, here's Thursday. Okay, so the Thursday one, you do have a link there on Thursday for the latest on this jet stream. Now, people don't understand how serious this is. While I was up in Portland on Father's Day weekend, we had a heat wave here strike as the southwestern United States. It hit new record high temperatures that have never been seen before in Phoenix, Flagstaff, many other places in the southwest United States, south of Oregon, and all the way to the Midwest. This was caused by the fact that the jet stream was actually in what's called a circular motion for a period of just a few days. And the temperatures rose so high that if that had continued for weeks, we would have had many thousands of people die from heat stroke, and we would have had climate refugees. People don't understand how serious this is, do they?
No, and they don't understand how the jet stream literally determines the planet's weather. Okay.
Well, it's a major
stream
factor.
And the loop current and the thermal highline circulatory system, they act as a steering mechanism on, it's like the rudder on a ship.
Yeah.
Rudder off the ship, that ship can go in any direction.
Okay.
It gets screwy.
Tim, I got the article here. Let me read it to you. It says, death of winter, quotes, jet streams cross equator, chaos predicted. Now, I don't know if you saw the movie years ago called The Day After Tomorrow.
Yes.
But The Day After Tomorrow was superstorms. And we've already had a number of superstorms, biblical-level rains in Texas, droughts everywhere, mixed seasons where you have extremely hot days in the winter, extremely low days where you get what's called a thermal inversion that brings literally cold air down from the Arctic Circle into the Midwest and so on. This means famine. We're literally in the days of Joseph. Remember the prophecies of the fat and lean cattle? We're in now the lean years. So that means, and this started with the Shemitah or wipeout year this last year, and the process started originally 6 years ago with the jet stream, but now this has happened, we're going to see extreme weather. In the southern hemisphere, Antarctica is increasing ice dramatically. In the northern hemisphere, the Arctic is melting like crazy and methane hydrates.
Well, in Argentina and South America, they're having much cooler.
Oh, yeah, I know. I get
winter,
from my nurse.
Winter down there, our summer is their winter.
I get a nurse from New Zealand, Australia, actually sends me reports literally almost every day, and she's an emergency room nurse. Things are so cold in Australia and New Zealand, they've never seen this before. Never.
Yeah, Jeff DeVille, who I've had on, he's been on our your site several times, I think once with you and two, three times when I was hosting. He and his wife just got back from vacation down, and they were really quite amazed. It was quite a bit cooler than normal.
Okay, let me read a sub-article which is on that same page, and I want to expand on this. It says, gigantic gravity waves to mix winter with summer. Now, I want to expand on that issue, that article, because gravity waves are coming in from deep space. And jet stream now runs, remember, the jet stream is not only wrecked by what's called the Corexit 9500, which is still, by the way, being pumped not the surface of the water, but down at the wellheads. Do you know that? They're still pumping it. But it's also gravity waves from what's called the Nemesis dwarf star. Nemesis dwarf star is now been proven by the Atacama Large Millimeter Array to be in our outer solar system of 0.73 light years. That's heating up all the inner planets because they're all nuclear reactors. It also increases the gravity waves, increases the release of ringwoodite, release nascent oxygen and hydrogen to cause the melting point of rock to drop, to cause all volcanism and earthquakes are triggered off by water and superheated steam in the deep earth. So whenever you find, for example, like Mount Hood, ready to blow, or Mount St. Helens, it's always nascent water driving the magma movement and the earthquakes and volcanoes. These gravity waves from deep space are triggering off, as Jesus said in Matthew 24, a massive increase in earthquakes and mixed seasons. This is not just the Corexit 9500 issue, it's gravity waves from deep space, because this object doesn't have to come in the inner solar system, but it is pushing hyper-elliptical comets to come in, like sighting spring a few years ago. What's going on now? In this article, I'm going to post up as well.
You're also seeing probably a 100-year cycle now where the sun is literally there, is totally quiet.
But it's not just a 100-year cycle. This cycle, according to some of the astronomers that I've been in contact with, is a 20,000-plus-year cycle of the Nemesis Quasar.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about that one, but yes.
Right, yeah. So we have a convergence of a bunch of cycles. You got the Macondo drilling issue. You've got the Maunder cooling period called the Maunder cycle, which is every year in 60 years of cooling. You now have gravity waves coming in from deep space, scrambling the jet stream. And I'm going to post up this article, too, because people need to understand gravity waves are the primary thing driving galactic weather over thousands of years. And the passage of nearest objects, for example, like we talked about the passing of the...
But we can also clearly, and that's the purpose of my report on my blog today, you can clearly draw a line to the BP oil disaster.
Yeah, but that's part of it.
Effects, and that pool of cool water kind of northeast of Labrador.
Yeah, it's the pacemaker. It's the pacemaker, but these other influences are also converging.
That's
the
true.
Globalists
they
knew
are.
About this. They knew about the approach of, remember Professor Harrington that talked about Planet X? The reason why they call it Planet X, and now they've changed to Planet 9 because they've demoted Pluto. But the fact is there's hundreds of Earth-sized and larger planets in the Oort cloud out at 0.73 light-years outside the what's called the solar exclusion zone of the solar system. And for every star in our solar system, in our galaxy, there's 10,000 dwarf stars that are red dwarf or brown dwarfs, and there's also large objects which are basically, we call hyper-elliptical suns, because, believe it or not, 73% of the stars in our galaxy are trinary or binary. Now, technically, Jupiter gives off more X-rays and infrared light than it receives, so it actually is technically a star. But we also have a star that's in a 20,000-plus-year cycle in deep space and has large planet-like objects that come around it. And when it creates gravity waves, it heats up and changes the solar activity of the sun and the energy output, which is why over the last 20 years it's increased UV, B, C, and D light, increased X-rays to ground level. So that's why it's easier to get burnt or fried or get cancer, because the sun is different than when you and I were kids back in the 50s and 60s and 70s. What we're dealing with right now is a convergence of bad policy with corrects at 9500, not controlling the weather, which we have weather modification technology, because we don't want to push away storms. We don't want to do these things. And what we're doing is we're purposely not fixing things like Fukushima because we want to sterilize the population, cause enough birth defects. People will only submit their gametes to a certifying agency so they can have population control. Because
that's totally insane, but it really does fit with the overall picture of what the globalists are doing. And these people are so far out of the box in terms of normal human behavior and event. They're so evil and in such a wicked way that the average person just doesn't get it.
Right.
And
by the way, I see a video.
Start getting it, because I'll tell you, the end time is nothing to sneeze at.
Right. Tim, I see a picture of you, so it looks like we should start doing some live stream video again with you on camera. I guess I got my computer going to upgrade dramatically. You're very believable, especially on camera. Yeah, I mean, and you're also tongue in cheek. You tell the truth, but it is.
There's another link to my later video. Both of those were with Morris, the guy that's a rather famous videographer. He was based in England, but now he's been living in Thailand for a while.
Oh yeah,
a lot cheaper.
Cool.
And other news, by the way, today coming. Is Boris Johnson, surprisingly right before noon today, dropped out of the race to become the next British Prime Minister to replace Cameron in early September.
So Boris dropped out, and who's going to run now? Will it be...
There's five candidates in the party.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave Ventilation Unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com. MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Tim, you and I have been at the inside. You worked at Berks Peerage. You have inside contacts. You actually filed against Tony Blair. I've had exposures to classified access, presidential level security clearance, tier one science. And believe me, both you and I, I'm sure, didn't want to, when we went through our early years of university and so on, be on the inside, literally releasing information that puts us physically, financially, and otherwise, our families and so on, in danger. But we have to. We as Christians and believers have to empower the public with the truth, and the public has to know, realize that they can't just go on the blogosphere and the internet and know these things. That's why your blog is so important.
Yeah, and you know, you do pay a price. For instance, I played a key role in bringing Tony Blair down on the inside.
Right.
Let me explain it. Blair got in trouble because he was taking million pound, that back at that time was about $1.6 million, made a million British pound, little over £1 million donations to create, to recommend to the Queen that Mr. So-and-so be created a baron for life. with the right to sit in the upper chamber of the British Parliament, the House of Lords. Okay. I knew when that story first came out, it was called the Casper Peerage Scandal. I said, well, he can't do that. Because of the law, and then 29, they passed law because the prime minister had been taking money for recommendations for knighthoods and so forth and peerage titles, and they passed a law against it. And it was the equivalent of a felony. They used to have felonies and misdemeanors. They changed indictable, non-indictable offenses. Right. But anyway, so he came up with this idea. There were six of them that they could prove that he took all this money for his party, the Labor Party. And he came up, the best, he and his wife, almost worked for me at one point. But anyway, he and his wife and his buddy, Lord Falconer Thornton, the Lord Chancellor, were all lawyers. And they came up with this defense that these weren't peerages in the sense of the Act, the Prevention Honors Prevention Reviews Act of 1929. They were working party peerages, which was nonsense. They just made that term up. Okay, in my case, they tried to extort money from me. They wanted a donation, and my case involved hereditary, one earldom, two viscounties, two lordships of parliament, a baronetcy, and several hereditary offices of state in Canada. In other words, it blew their whole defense right out of the water. And after a few days after this came, the scandal hit the public, I thought, you know, I think I can sink these suckers. So I made a phone call to Scotland Yard, to the assistant commissioner who was in charge of this. Now, every reporter in London would have given his eye teeth to be able to talk to the guy.
Right.
And here's Tim Alexander with his American accent calling from the United States. Got up early one morning to call. They're 6 hours ahead of us. And got through to the switchboard, and I said, this is Lord Sterling, Tim Alexander, Earl Sterling in Evanston, Indiana, America, calling. I used to be Scottish editor at Burke's Peerage, and I said, I need to talk to so-and-so. And I thought, well, this will be sharp. They'll hang up on me. You know, who's this nut, you know? Well, I got right through to his secretary. I explained that to her. She said, hold for a moment, please. And I thought, well, this is a good one. And he came on the phone. We talked for an hour and a half, and I faxed him over 70 pages of documentation. And basically, my case blew Tony Blair's defense out. Now, I'm very sorry that he didn't go to prison. I would have truly loved to have seen him go to prison.
Well,
the deal was that he agreed to resign so that neither he nor Lord Falconer or a few other people would go to prison.
And yeah, but an average mundane citizen would have gone to prison for those kind of actions.
Oh,
the same thing with Hillary Clinton.
Look, an average person, Slick Willie, and his monster of a wife, who's now running for president, would have been in prison and probably shot by firing squad for high treason years ago.
Well, exactly. And in fact, the hour one I just saw just a couple minutes of the listened to a couple minutes of the program with Mike Rivero. He had one of his guests. Of course, one of the things that brought him into the alternative media, from being a multimedia expert in the movie industry, was the issue of the death of Vince Foster. Of course, I call the process that Hillary and her cohorts did, I call
Arkansas. Well, in England, you know, they're still mad at me. They won't put me on the Fisher World of Peerage. They say, well, you're an American, not a British.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Would you like freedom from health insurance? You're not alone. Whether you're self-employed, a small business owner, or an individual who purchases health care for yourself and your family, Liberty HealthShare could be the answer. Liberty HealthShare has united a community of like-minded people that actually share health care costs. And Liberty HealthShare members are exempt from IRS penalties associated with the Affordable Care Act. Imagine freedom from insurance. You choose your own doctor and hospital. Your medical provider simply submits your bills to Liberty HealthShare for processing. Why wait? You do have choices. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Find out more and get a free monthly estimate right now. For a limited time, use promo code TALK to save $50 when you enroll. Go to libertyhealthshare.com/options. That's libertyhealthshare.com/options.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tim, I want to raise a couple questions here, raise the bar for you a bit. You cringe when I said this on the break. Why do you think, and I'm gonna raise this question, okay? The first apostles and people that were called by Yeshua Jesus were fishermen, tax collectors, bankers, and various other people involved in business. Such and such or other, a Galilean fish business, for example, might have been the sign out in front of several of the guys that became apostles, including the brother of Jesus, who was James, etc. Now, the reason why God gave authority to the apostles and then to the disciples is to maintain the clarity of the simplicity of the gospel. What is the gospel? The principles of the gospel are, number one, that the certainty governance of the Ten Commandments fall down to two rules. Worship the God as your heart, soul, and mind, and treat your neighbor as yourself. And among these two things, all the things, all the commandments of God follow. The gospel is that when we become the agent of God on earth, become the, quote, the New Jerusalem, the living stones, we become the bride of God. We become literally empowered to literally do His will on earth. So the New Jerusalem comes down to earth. It's not a building out there or an object in space you can see with a Hubble telescope. It's us. Now, I'm going to make the statement which may shock people, but they need to know after last September was the start of the Jubilee or Shemitah year, the sealing of the 144,000 has happened. Now, I'm not going to say how many out there have a prophetic or apostolic calling, but I'm going to tell you, I know that you and I have a calling to bring the truth of the gospel to the whole world. So we have an apostolic and a prophetic calling, Apostle Tim and Apostle Bill. They're not, you know, put through a seminary to say, hey, we've gone to this and that seminarial school.
Yeah, if my pastor hears this, he's going to go into cardiac arrest, but go ahead.
Well, that's too bad, but the reason is, when you put out your blog, which goes to millions, because we now have a footprint, which is larger than any other broadcasting on the earth in terms of RSS feeds and video feeds, we're spreading the word literally down from satellites to the world to tell them, this is the gospel, this is the truth spiritually, geopolitically, medically, and otherwise, and it's a time to repent. And if you want to call it, I am a witness to the head Ephraimic nation called, I call it Ephraimerica. There's a promise to the sons of Joseph through Ephraim, the tribes, that the Ephraimic nations, which are all the nations of Europe, Scotch, Irish, Wales, German, etc., Welsh, and the Ephraimic tribes that founded America, Australia, and New Zealand, which are the leaders of the world, the promises of Yosef, that we have literally become apostate. We are not only the daughter of Zion, which is God's vision of Zionism, which is to bring the gospel to the whole world, but we've become the daughter of Babylon. We've got a Babylonian system. We've got a Babylonian leader trying to run Hitler-y, rotten Clinton, a Satanist. We have a situation now.
Well, don't forget Obama. Don't forget the
Abominator.
Exactly. And we've had a string of rotten people.
Now, and then we have to understand, you and I are just regular people. I mean, I tell people I'm a warthog for God. I got lots of things I screw up. I sometimes run ahead and say things I shouldn't say or say in timing issues because I know it's going to happen. But I'll say things, you know, we're right on the edge of it, even, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. But we are. I mean, in the span of a human lifespan, we're now there. We now have the collapse of Europe with Brexit, which is a prophetic thing, with the rise of a superstate that's going to be Islamified. We have a fault zone between Sunni and Shiite Islam waiting for the Mahdi to show up. We have evidence that I presented last week that the CIA directly brought in the Ayatollah Khomeini and brought in Islamification to Iran. We have Obama give $150 billion to make sure they have the bomb and the weapons to start a thermonuclear war against Israel. We have Russia trying to make deals with us so they can actually stop extreme Islam that destroys them and destroys us, but we won't. We have a situation where Turkey tried to apologize for shooting down a Russian jet because he had a flash of insight that this is a bad idea. And right afterward, the Ataturk airport terrorism occurred, killing a lot of people as a warning that basically you are going against the globalists and the Islamic terrorists and the high-level satanic masons that want to bring a new world order. And they want it with a Islamic caliphate. Maybe move from, basically Istanbul
to
Jerusalem.
Yeah, they want war, ultimately, is what they
want. But they want war as a catalyst toward peace. And it'll be a false peace. It says in Hosea in the book of Acts, when they shall say peace and security, then destruction shall come upon them. So there has to be enough pain and danger to precipitate peace, but that peace will be a very noxious one. It says in the
In the last day or two, the Defense Department, I think it was Carter, the Secretary of Defense, was talking about basically recombinant DNA, genetic engineering, and how this could get in the wrong hands. It doesn't even have to be governmental hands, ISIS and so forth, and the threat of biological warfare. Well, we have talked, and I have been pushing this for years, and I call it advanced biowar.
Right.
Most people, and you can blame mainstream media for this, they think of biowar. They say, oh, yeah, powdered anthrax. Well, that's your grandfather's biowar.
Yeah, that stuff 100 years ago.
When you're talking about taking snippets of DNA and from one virus and another virus and basically creating a virus, and you may not just create one, you may create hundreds or thousands and kill most of them.
Or what you do is you change the host by the OX513A gene from Oxitec from Oxford, England, now owned by Intrexon, that says better living through better DNA. Now, I want people to understand it becomes
a walking biowar lab.
Right. I want people to understand this.
Some of the work for you, which is...
When people disagree and they say, well, you're just delusional, Dr. Deagle, you're a conspiracy theorist, I can give them an equipment list.
And if you think that, folks, do the research.
Right. Well,
do the research.
My point is...
I didn't make this up. Bill Deagle didn't make this up. All the other people are talking about it didn't make it up. Do the research and you will...
Yeah, don't try to attack
enough research, you will say, oh, crap, they know what they're talking about.
You cannot extinguish the message by the hominem attacks of the messenger. It's over, people, okay? Just forget it. Pretending to extinguish the message isn't going to change. Now, the callings that we have, which is prophetic and apostolic, means you need to hear what we're saying. We're saying it not for our sake. God's prolonging my days, weeks, months, and years, not for my sake, but for yours out there. He wants to have a people on the earth 10,000 years from now that have children, have a life that's safe, as it says, build a house and live in it, have fruit trees and eat the fruit thereof, and have a safe world that's non-toxic, that doesn't have GMO food, toxic stack vaccines, toxic polypharmacy, and dangerous treatments, where human life is extended, as it says, I shall extend the life of mankind, so that though they die at 100, it shall be considered as the years of a child. So what God's intention is to restore all the things lost by man, Adam, and Eve when they in the garden decide to sin against God by not doing his will. That is what God wants, is restoration.
And also, as a race of supposedly intelligent beings in this great cosmos, if we are to survive the rise of high technology, including the ability to wipe ourselves out and to enslave ourselves and to become puppets for Satan. If we are to survive all this, we have to turn to God, because the route we're heading, and certainly the route the demonic globalists are dragging us towards, their new world order, is a route that is total death and destruction of life on this planet. And even before we get to that point, the enslavement, a demonic enslavement of those that are left. That's not the route to cosmic civilization. We have to overcome this. It's a spiritual battle. It's a technological battle. But first and foremost, it's a spiritual battle. If we don't get right with God, we're lost.
Yeah, but I think we're not saying it's like...
Guess what?
I know you don't say it mildly, but...
Just now say we come from one mutant male and one mutant female.
Yeah, well, let's put it this way, Tim. And you're nicer than me. I'm not nice. Nice to me, my definition is I will soften the message so you'll like me. I want people to know I'm your elder spiritual brother and literally given a calling to tell you the truth, to save you from physical, financial, medical, and emotional and geopolitical destruction. And ultimately, it says, Jesus says, fear not just the man who can destroy the body, but he can destroy the soul. The soul, the definition of destruction of the soul is not an eternity suffering like, you know, Sammy Davis Jr. or, you know, in hell. It is annihilation alone, separated from the will and the creative capacity of the Most High God. It's not going to be funny, okay? And I do not want to see millions of human beings not only physically destroyed with our world and our population are destroyed, I don't want to see the destruction of the souls of millions of my brothers and sisters. So I'm going to fight valiantly against the dragon. Now, I want people to know this, that we're there. We're probably with, and I don't know the dates, but I can tell you the signs are awfully darn scary. We now know that as the collapse of Europe means the acceleration of the superstate of Europe.
I have to tell you this.
Let me just finish this first, Tim.
Okay,
the superstate Europe. It means that what you're showing in your Europe business, because you have an expertise in Europe, that we are probably within months of a peace treaty that will prevent thermonuclear annihilation like this year. So it's very likely, and it could be next year, but it's very likely that at the end of the so-called Shemitah Jubilee or wipeout year, that we'll have a peace treaty just as we head toward election time, to try to stabilize the Middle East from blowing up. Tim, please continue.
Oh, and then that's when we do blow up. But right. A good friend of mine who's Jewish, and he plays the stock market. He's made a lot of money. Right. He's lost some money too, but he's made a lot of money, literally millions. He made one day, made $1 million. But anyway, I give him sometimes advice what to do in the stock market. He says, "You know, you're almost always wrong. But to be almost always wrong on your stock advice, you have to know something." I said, "Well, I do, but my timing is sometimes off." And we don't know the exact time or exactly how everything is going to play out. But Gerald Clementi talks about trends, and he really has something there. If you look at the trend lines or the flaming arrows, in a sense, where we're headed, it very clearly is we are in a battle between God and Lucifer and his followers. We are headed towards the Great War, the Armageddon, the Third World War. And there are forces that are determined to take us there. You know, you got old man David Rockefeller, 101 years old. You got Henry Kissinger in his 90s, by the way, who recently sprinted away from a bunch of reporters. These guys are taking life extension drugs and everything else to keep them going that the average person can't have. But they want to see it in their lifetime. They're also guilty of overreach. Brit exit came because, well, let's see, a few million Muslim men flooding Europe. The Brits said no to that. They've said no to austerity fascism. You know, right now, if you look at America, my Lord, the people that don't own their own home, I'm fortunate enough, I'm 65, and I'm in the same home I've been in for 35 years. But, you know, if you have to go out and rent an apartment, oh, my Lord, you know, you're talking $1,000. $700 will get you a dump, and I'm talking about the Midwest. You're talking about to rent a 40-year-old house in suburbia, a decent house. You may be talking about $1,500. Now, in places like where you're in, you know, good Lord, I don't know, many times that. But the point is, many people, literally, they can't make it. They may be working two or three part-time jobs, thanks to Obamacare, 30 hours. The government employs Obamacare, so you don't work 30 hours. You're working at $8 or $10 an hour. What if you do make $400 a week before taxes? How are you going to pay a $1,200 rent? And, oh, there's a little thing called food. There's insurance. There's transportation. It doesn't work out. So you have the highest percentage probably ever of people 30 years old still living with mom and dad, because mom and dad own their house.
But, Tim, here's the situation. People
the
are my age.
Is largely dead in America. Thank
right.
You,
but people our age are also pursued aggressively by salespeople. I just got a call last week that because I ordered a special car, you know, in Town and Country, which I like for families, 2 years ago, they said, somebody wants to buy your car. I said, why? I didn't call you guys. Oh, well, they want to buy it because it's a special order. I said, you know what? I'm going to drive this car till the wheels fall off. It's a low mileage. It's under 10,000 miles in 2 years. I'm not going to sell it. Stop calling me. I'm not interested in buying any more vehicles distant future. Now, I have a Town and Country. I take good care of it. It's properly serviced. My wife has a nice car, too. We just want to pay them off. We want to pay off our house. We believe in saving. And we're trying to support our family so they can finish school. My youngest son is doing engineering at online and doing coding training and computer coding at the University of Arizona Department of Engineering. My second oldest son is a special ed teacher. They're doing really good work on his stuff. My oldest son is actually finishing his degree at Portland State University and going to do training in acupuncture and naturopathic medicine and Chinese acupuncture. He speaks German, Japanese, and Arabic. So, you know, we're trying to help our family to move forward. But, you know, we're a tiny minority. Most families aren't making it. They don't have the money to pay a $1,000 bill if they had a disaster. No. 86% of families cannot pay the copay if they even need things like a cataract surgery before Medicare kicks in at 65. You were a good example of that.
Well, I had the annihilation. I was literally blind in one eye, but it was, I thought, I can wait 3 months.
And then
the government will pay for most of it, or I can sell everything I own.
And by the way, the best insurance you can get in California is Kaiser for conventional medicine. It's 5-star, and it's factory medicine. If you get regular insurance, Blue Cross, whatever, it's inferior, and it's still going to cost you a fortune. And if you really need a copay because you're in hospital or something else, it's going to bankrupt you or take a chunk of your value in your house because you have to sign it over.
One of the CEOs of a big hospital in my locality, I won't mention her name on the air, but her total income is several million per year.
Right.
Now, how does she get that? Well, by screwing everybody that walks in the door.
Wow.
It's extortion. Medicine has become extortion, and they use the courts and the lawyers to enforce their extortion. $49 average price for a Tylenol administered in a hospital.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's got to be sprayed with gold dust or pixie dust, right?
It should be.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back. I got to make an announcement so people are aware of what's going on. Tonight at midnight, which is 9 o'clock Pacific time, midnight on Eastern, we will be activating the 4th of July sale, which is the last sale before Labor Day. there's no sales for the summer. The rest of the summer is off. So if you need nutraceuticals, you want to place the order in this holiday. 7% off on top of previous sale prices, 25% off of the technology, including QRMA, Bioplasm, and the Metapathia, the most advanced diagnostic machine on the planet. And by the way, I'm making links with Metapathia and other technology for frequency therapy, so you can actually do what's called epigenetic therapy with the frequencies from the Metapathia machine or the Bioplasm. The Metapathia is the best. And these technologies will be 25% off. You're never going to see that again, probably maybe ever. The nutraceuticals, you cannot, and don't be a Google genius thinking you're going to second-guess me or go to Youngevity or Alex Jones or any other Yahoo out there that's selling you garbage. You need to get the best stuff, and you want the best stuff to get better, whether you've got congestive heart failure, hypertension, and I may have to give you advice. If you've got this chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, you've got obstructive sleep apnea, you've got hypertension or migraine headaches, whatever, I can give you the nutraceuticals and the technology to heal you, to make the problem go away, the pain go away, because we fixed the problem. Do not second guess, please. I beg you, because I provide this free as a ministry service. If you email me, I will provide an email response back and tell you what to take or what to do on any sphere, whether it's medicine, surgery, whatever. And if you need a consult, it's a minimum cost to actually even have me review medical records or medical legal. I have a bunch of medical legal cases cooking now. So the sale starts tonight at midnight Eastern, which is 9 p.m. Pacific time, and it'll go right through to midnight on Tuesday, July 5th. So, you know, scramble, because we're not going to do another sale through the summer until Labor Day. It's not going to be for 2 months after that. So, you know, the doors are going to open.
I don't think anybody makes a better NutraDime, even remotely.
No. There's nobody on earth that makes. All of our nutraceuticals are 7-star. I'll give you an example. NutriChal, the only long-acting alpha-lipoic acid on the planet. NutriDefense, I personally designed, has anhydrous catechin, the strongest antioxidant on the planet, able to disrupt viral capsid of all our RNA and DNA viruses, protected from radiation and pathogens. When we look at our nutraceuticals like Cell Detox Glutathione, okay, this is the most powerful form of glutathione peroxidase on the planet, is the actual enzyme, okay, stimulant. When we look at things like our Minerals Plus and our Vitamin Mineral Max and so on, they're all the activated forms of every vitamin. No other company has that. Nobody. When we look at our Allicin Med, it's a German-sourced Allicin, 200 milligrams more than Alamed, even by Peter Jostling, and half the price. When we look at our silver, it's the only form of silver in the ionic state, 200 times plus stronger than any other silver on the planet. We look at our Nutridyne, it's the only monoatomic Tesla-activated superconductor iodine in the world. Nobody else makes it. So when we look at nutraceuticals, and I'm launching a number of new ones coming down the pike, we're going to launch an avian immunoglobulin transfer factor, which will be available in vanilla flavor in the next few months. We're launching vibrational platform technology frequency machines, new pulse electromagnetic therapies you can link up with.
Is that like a Rife therapy?
More accurate. Microcurrent devices, all kinds of things you can do at home. If you have our diagnostic machines, you can actually transfer the frequency to treat your body epigenetically and turn on and off the DNA and your cell diagnostic enzymatic processes epigenetically with the right frequencies from the Russian Space Agency. That's cool. And I'm the only one that has the technology. I'm the only one that has that technology combined in that mixture in the world. Nobody else does this. No other practitioner on earth except me. Period. You want it? Just call us.
You're right with God.
Take care, everybody.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.